Sex education. The mention of it calls up images of giggling teenagers and unfortunate visual aids, but the classroom lessons can be an important part of what young people understand about their bodies and can inform their decisions. Today, our 50 Great Teachers project takes us to the Bronx, where we meet a teacher who uses sex ed to talk about the birds and the bees and much more. From the NPR Ed team, Jasmine Garst has the story.
So calm down, it's okay.
It's after school at Rafael Hernandez in the Bronx, but room 421 is in an uproar, which is what you'd expect from a sixth grade sex ed class that is learning how to put a condom on.
Before you even open the condom, you want to make sure that the packet has air in it.
This is a topic often relegated to gym class, and it's the stuff of many teachers' nightmares. Lena Solo has been teaching it for 10 years. She teaches what you'd expect, how to prevent STDs, pregnancy, but Solo talks about way more than going all the way.
One of my biggest goals as a sex educator is to be sex positive, meaning to talk about pleasure and to talk about sex not just as something that makes babies.
Dressed in a leather jacket with tousled hair, Solo looks a little like the Joan Jett of sex educators. She remembers her own elementary school education was less than stellar.
We had mostly, like, the gym teachers were teaching us sex ed. I definitely had spelling tests as a big part of my sex ed when I was in middle school, like spell gonorrhea, spell gonococcus, now you pass or don't pass health. I mean, literally, that was what was prioritized.
Solo now works for WEDCO, a Bronx-based community development organization that includes sex education in its programs for youth. Solo teaches along with peer educators, high schoolers who assist her teaching. And while her students are really young, she says they already have plenty of material. After all, if you have a smartphone, you have access to information about sex.
My seventh graders, every single boy in that class has asked me a very, like, explicit question about porn. Kids are getting information about sex and examples of what sex looks like in a lot of different ways already, right? So it's actually not even about saying, oh, we should be giving them information. It's actually about saying we need to be supplementing the information that they already have.
No spelling tests in this class.
So someone asked a question about sexting, but I'll just quickly say that one thing to just be aware of is that, like, if you are underage and you are, like, sending or receiving naked pictures of people, then, like, that actually, you can get in trouble for it being counted as, like, child pornography. Even
if this is starting to sound different from your standard public school sex ed curriculum, that's because there's no such thing in the U.S. Sex education policies vary widely from state to state.
Can you reuse it?
No.
Only use it once and only use one condom at a time.
Beyond the basics, Solo is delving into topics that many teachers would skirt. Things like tolerance.
Do we think that LGBT people would feel comfortable in our school? And a lot of people said no, right?
Solo is having the kids draw posters to make LGBT kids at school feel comfortable. This is where things start getting complicated.
This is nasty.
The boy says.
What's nasty?
Exactly,
about it?
Doesn't make
sense. No, just nasty.
What do you mean it's nasty?
No.
Boys kissing each other is wrong, the student insists. Something he says he learned at home.
Because that's not natural. Like, our parents taught us not to become lesbian and gay.
Yes. You end up in the streets and then
we look up to them and, yeah, basically just listen to what they say.
Solo pushes back.
But can you think about how, just like you don't like it when people say things like that about you, how somebody who is gay or lesbian would feel bad if they heard the things that you were saying?
The student shifts nervously in his chair and changes the subject. Later on, I ask Solo how she walks the line between teaching about sex without contradicting what's taught at home.
The conversation you want to have is not, I want to have a fight with you about your parents. Listen, everybody has different ideas about sex and sexuality, and we're in this classroom to make it a space where people can figure out for themselves what makes sense for them and not judge the choices of others.
Outside, the grown-ups can keep fighting over these issues. But Solo says for a couple of hours in room 421 at Rafael Hernandez School in the Bronx, we can all agree to talk about sex respectfully. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.